Maggie Dawn Show on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. My name, Jim Santel. I'm sitting in for Maggie today on this Friday, September 6th. Breaking news coming out of Washington, D.C., as well as New York City, here in the broadcast stations of Civic Media, along with my wonderful producer, Jess, taking your phone calls, your questions at 855-752-4842. You can also text us to be a part of our discussion as well. Turning now to Tanya Chutkan, that federal district court judge in Washington, D.C. She is presiding over and has been presiding over the criminal case against Donald Trump. This is the one involving federal election interference. Donald Trump, a singular defendant, four counts in that indictment, a superseding indictment, a new indictment just issued recently by another federal grand jury, retaining those four counts, but limiting the scope of that previous indictment based upon what? Based upon what the Supreme Court has done to restrict the prosecution, both in terms of this immunity ruling and also lots of evidentiary things. The Supreme Court said that prosecutors cannot do. Jack Smith, the prosecutor in that case, the special counsel appointed by the attorney general, returning through the grand jury process a new indictment. And that was, at least in part, the focus of a one-hour hearing yesterday in the Prettyman United States Courthouse there in Washington, D.C. That's where Judge Tanya Chutkan is presiding in this case. And what did she say yesterday when it comes to figuring out what she will now do after the Supreme Court has issued this major, this very significant, catastrophic decision constitutionally, but finding that a president is immune for certain things that he, one day she may do in office? She said that she would not let former President Donald Trump's campaign for the White House affect the schedule in her criminal case, in which once again he stands accused of plotting to overturn the 2020 election. At this hour-long hearing, during the course of it, lots of back and forth between her and counsel for the government and also counsel for the defense about what should happen next. What is the status? What is the procedure? How should we manage this is the question that she is asking. And she said along the way that the November election was simply not relevant, her words, not relevant to the timing of how Donald Trump's case should unfold. Although she did not rule from the bench about how she intends to conduct the task now before her, that is to assimilate, if you will, the immunity decision into this prosecution, she did during the course of the day grant the request of the government to permit the government to present an opening brief later this month to defend the superseding indictment and to explain how it is that nothing about the immunity decision should prevent the prosecution of every aspect of that. And Jack Smith will present more of that during the course of his pleading coming up again to be filed later on this month. A lot of things going on there in Washington, D.C. as well. In making that request, the government indicated that it had new evidence as well. It's not currently a part of the indictment to include as a part of its presentation. All of this, a pretrial presentation to the court. And that schedule, of course, means that the evidence could become public knowledge before the election if Tanya Chutkan permits it to be so, if it's not under seal. And all of that being presented again by the prosecution to Judge Tanya Chutkan. Her saying yesterday that, yes, indeed, you can file your brief and I will take a look at it. Defense counsel, of course, will respond to that later in the fall. And then there'll be a reply opportunity as well. All of that focusing upon the immunity decision. Interestingly, a very different view from the defense, maintaining that the court should entertain all kinds of other motions and other petitions, including issues related to the election. And in particular, defense counsel saying that the timing of the motions and the memorandums is unfair. Said it's enormously prejudicial to President Trump. Couldn't imagine a more unfair procedure. That is the defense counsel on behalf of Donald Trump. Tanya Chutkan shooting back and saying there's nothing inherently unfair in it. It's just a matter of who goes first. Her process here to ensure that no one is above the law, as she has repeatedly said. What else happened during the course of that trial, of the presentation, the pretrial presentation just yesterday? Well, during the course of the back and forth, Judge Chutkan, pushing defense counsel on why he wanted to delay these discussions of immunity. He acknowledged he was concerned that some of the new information about Donald Trump the government wanted to include in these court papers could be made public at a sensitive time, as he said, meaning, of course, before the election. And that prompted once again Judge Chutkan to assert that she considered the timing of the election to be irrelevant, in her words. She said this. She said, "It strikes me that what you're doing is trying to affect the presentation of evidence in this case so as not to impinge upon an election." That's the judge speaking to defense counsel. She said, "That's not what I'm going to do." And the defense counsel also argued that the court should forego, should give up a factual debate about immunity and first consider various issues on a legal basis. And in particular, wanted to address issues related to Vice President Mike Pence, whether that immunity applies to him, and also address other issues. And of course, the counsel for the special counsel indicated that, yes, indeed, we'll address all of that in support of our petition that the indictment should indeed survive. Along the way, one of the most interesting exchanges, the defense counsel said he intends to file a motion claiming that the case should be thrown out because Jack Smith was not properly appointed as special counsel. That was the issue, of course. It was raised by Clarence Thomas in his sort of concurring dissent in the immunity decision. And again, you recall as well that Eileen Cannon used that same legal argument to dismiss the other federal case. That's the documents case in Florida. And Judge Chutkan said that she did not find any of that particularly persuasive, pointed out that there was binding precedent that special prosecutors are in fact lawfully appointed by the process and that federal courts were not going in an opposite direction. At one point, the defense counsel sought to defend his plans to challenge that appointment by arguing that Clarence Thomas had questioned how the special counsel had gotten his job and went on to say that Justice Thomas had actually directed Donald Trump's legal team to pursue the motion, prompting Judge Chutkan to say, "He directed you to do what?" And then defense counsel pulled back on that. All of that happening yesterday in federal court. As that matter proceeds apace, more motions, no trial date in the federal election interference case. That pending still in the trial court before Tanya Chutkan in the wake of her motion hearing yesterday. More proceedings coming up in the future of that case. As we talk about them more here on the broadcast stations of Civic Media, including this, The Maggie Dawn Show on Friday, September 6th.